The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Each Monday, we check in with Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am doing well this morning. How about yourself?
I am wonderful. It's a rainy, wet day here in upstate South Carolina. So I got a question for you, Mr. Chairman. Tell me what's wrong. Tell me what's wrong with this picture. Last week, I think we can probably agree, was one of the worst weeks of the Biden administration. We had the Pentagon confirming this tragic mistake, killing 10 civilians in Afghanistan. We had the Food and Drug Administration rejecting his vaccine booster proposal, and just a whole list of things that happened. What does he do? Uncle Joe heads to the beach for a beach weekend.
You know, sometimes you just want to get away from your job, don't you? I guess that's what Joe wants to do right now.
That's it, huh?
Well, I mean, look, I mean, you've seen what's turned up in his poll numbers as of late. And that was the poll numbers we've seen in the last couple of days were before the things that you just mentioned, by the way.
Yes.
He now, according to, I think, at least five different pollsters, is at the lowest approval number of his presidency. It is down in the same territory enjoyed by Bill Clinton and Barack Obama when they each lost 60-plus and 50-plus members of the House of Representatives, respectively. You know, of course, a year is an eternity in politics, and who knows what will happen between now and then, but I don't see anything on the horizon that would lend ourselves to believe that he could turn this thing around. Again, you saw what you saw that you just mentioned last week. Also, by the way, last night we had the ruling from the Senate parliamentarian that it would be Democrats would be unable to add this massive amnesty bill to this, you know, $3.5 trillion monstrosity that they keep talking about trying to push, you know, through the reconciliation process. So it just totally torpedoes their thought of trying to use that as a backdoor way to, you know, enable amnesty and ultimately citizenship for millions of illegal aliens, which, you know, I suspect will upset a lot of their base and make things a little bit, you know, less comfortable for them for the on that side of the aisle. So it's a good time for him to go to the beach. You're right.
Yes. Yes. And that was a pretty major announcement last night when the parliamentarian says, nope, you can't. You know, this the way the Democrats have abused the reconciliation process is just shameful anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just part and parcel with what they usually do. Whenever Democrats are unable to get what they want through normal means, then they try to change the rules, you know, whether it's, you know, going the legal judicial route to overturn laws that they didn't like, or to get judges to overthrow or set aside election laws they don't like so they can win elections they otherwise couldn't win. And in this case, trying to get the rules changed in the actual legislative process itself to abuse those to get things like this passed. And course now even have a supposed, you know, nonpartisan parliamentarian say, no, you can't do that. So thank the Lord for that. But again, you know, Biden probably found it a good time to go get a break, get away from it all. And the question is, you know, does it really matter that much for us? Who is actually running the show anyway? Because apparently Joe's not, so I hope it'll make a difference.
I'm not sure that anyone will miss the fact that he's not in the Oval Office. That he's sitting out on the beach. Of course, James Clyburn yesterday says that he's pretty confident that they're going to find common ground. Here's Congressman Clyburn from South Carolina.
You're going to find common ground, and you may want to call it a compromise, but that's what I call it, finding common ground.
He's pretty confident that they're going to come up with the votes for that 3.5 additional spending.
Well, you know, that's would probably come as news to, you know, some Democrats who have to run in purple states like Joe Manchin or Kyrsten Sinema or tester out in Montana and a few others. They have been very, very straightforward that they're not supporting this and that their voters don't, and more to the point, politically straightforward about the fact that they can't win re-election in their states if they're for this. And it's just going to upset the liberal Democrat base all the more, as usual. But, again, whenever they're unable to get what they want through normal means, they try to change the means. Now they're having trouble trying to change the means. So go figure.
So they'll try to come up with another way of doing this, another change of the rules or whatever. Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, is always good to catch up. You be safe out there, and we'll check in again next Monday.
Yes, sir. Have a great one. Take care.
You too.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.